Good morning, Mark. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today, but let's start about what's going on this weekend, the Take Back Day.
Certainly, this Saturday, April 30th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we've partnered up with the Drug Enforcement Administration on the national initiative, Take Back Initiative Day, and just to take back some prescription drugs. And it's something that's going on here in Minnesota, and I don't know how many counties have signed up for it, but we've signed up, and we have a couple of drop-off locations. The Cook County Senior Center here in Grand Marais, and then the Grand Portage Clinic up in Grand Portage. And the key thing is it's anonymous, and it's free, and it's just a way of getting unused or expired prescription drugs out of people's medicine cabinets, because that certainly provides a public safety risk of having those drugs around. It just makes them easily accessible, and it can be dangerous. And so this is this opportunity for us to work with the community and get those drugs in a more safer place and get rid of them.
Yeah, because as I understand it, it's one of the major causes of drug problems is just finding it in your medicine cabinet, but it's not your drug.
It certainly is, and I believe that the abuse of prescription medication is number two drug choice behind marijuana, and so that certainly shows the gravity of prescription drug and the abuse of prescription drugs. And so this is just an opportunity. It's really hard to, the reason that they're doing this, one of the reasons is, the old way to do it was, and we used to do it at the jail, is we'd flush them down the toilet. And there's been a lot of studies done where it's showing that it's contaminating our drinking water. Especially in some of your bigger cities, and it's become a real issue. The problem is there's not anything really good of how to dispose of them. There's not a lot of places in the United States that the best way to do is incinerate the drugs, but there's very few places that will do that. So, but the Drug Enforcement Administration apparently has a contract, and I believe it's somewhere down in Missouri or Illinois. And so partnering up with us locals here at the county level, and then the State Patrol will be doing the transferring, and then DEA will be disposing of the medicine. So, and it's anything, any tablets, capsules, or other prescription drugs. They just don't want anything that's liquid, like intravenous fluids or syringes, but it's your basic prescription drugs. One other thing, and just obviously if you can't make it, there is one way you can dispose of them. What they recommend is to get rid of the prescription bottle, the label, and then put the medicine in used coffee grounds or cat litter, mix it with a little bit of water, and then you can throw it in the garbage. That way it'll at least you can get rid of it. It'll, where they take that, that's certainly a last resort. Would certainly like people to take opportunity to do the drop-off on Saturday, but if they can't make it, that's one of the ways they can get rid of their prescription meds.
Okay. Well, also this weekend, emergency services drill.
Yeah, certainly. This Friday and Saturday, this emergency services conference, and it's been going on for over 20 years here in Cook County, and it's a great conference for all of us emergency responders, fire departments, first responders, EMTs, locally, and sometimes we get some, from Lake County and our neighbors up in Canada to get together. And this year, they were doing a full exercise actually on Saturday with an airplane crash. So this would be a great opportunity for all of us to practice and see how we work together, and hopefully we can all learn something and what we can do to improve.
Before people get nervous, you're not really going to crash an airplane.
No, you've already got one lined up, right? Jim Wienanen's done a lot of work, and certainly thank Jim even before the conference here, but he's done a lot of work and a lot of planning, and put a lot of effort in getting this conference and this exercise rolling this weekend. And they've got a airplane fuselage that I think has got one wing that comes out, and so it's pretty realistic, and they use it down in Silver Bay last fall. And they'll have some actors as victims, so it'll be a real good exercise. We're looking forward to it.
Okay, now what if people want to watch this? Have you some kind of crowd control thing?
There is, and I would encourage people to get a hold of Jim Wienanen at the emergency management there at 3059, as far as if they want to observe and what the rules are and how that's all going to work.
Because there's going to be a gang of people there working on this.
That's correct, yes. There'll be a lot of people working on it.
Well, good stuff. Talk about DARE graduation.
Yeah, certainly. That's today at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts, and it's at 2 o'clock, and it's Sawtooth Elementary. 39 fifth graders are graduating today. And the DARE program in Cook County has been going on for, boy, I bet you close to 20 years now. And Lee Flundy, Chief Deputy Lee Flundy, is the DARE instructor. And so that's exciting time. And he does DARE both at Sawtooth and at Great Expectations every year. And then every other year, he does it up in Grand Portage and Birch Grove.
And the program has to do with drug education.
Drug education, yeah, educating kids on drug. And they touch a little bit on bullying also. That's part of the program. It's like, I think, a 10 or 11-week program. And this year, one of the students, Maya McHugh, they enter into a poster contest. They do a poster, and it's a statewide competition, and she got 11th place, so that's pretty exciting. They have a top 20, so I don't know if she knows she's getting the award yet, but
she does now.
She does now. She's listening to the radio, but she got 11th place statewide, and that's quite an accomplishment, so congratulations to her. And then Jackson Fenner and Linnea Gesh were the essay winners here locally, so they'll be getting the award also during the DARE graduation.
Yeah, you often see Leaf driving the DARE vehicle.
Yep.
And I love what it says on the back.
I can't remember. It's something to do. I think it was a DWI arrest.
Right, so it is courtesy of
A DWI arrest. That was a forfeited vehicle, yes.
Okay, fishing opener coming up.
Yeah, certainly that's May 14th, and you know, just a reminder, as the ice will hopefully be out by then. I think it will be, the water's going to be cold. And just to remind everybody that's out there for fishing opener to do all their safety precautions and make sure they wear their PFD. And, the water's cold. You know, probably the biggest boating accidents in Minnesota are capsizing and falling into the water. And with the water temperatures as cold as they are this time of year, you know, it's not going to take too long to suffer from hypothermia. So just remind everybody to wear their PFDs and inspect their boats and make sure things working properly and to not drink and boat.
Yeah, the BWI.
That's a big deal, and we certainly don't want anybody to take any unnecessary risks out there and in drinking and boating.
And finally, some staffing changes in your department.
Certainly have. It's been kind of a busy last couple months for us. I might have mentioned earlier that Don Phillips, our administrative assistant, went back to college, and one of our dispatcher jailers, Amity Gettle, is now the administrative assistant. And then we had to hire two new dispatchers. Nan Ahrens has been with us for a couple months now, and then Kevin DeRozier is another new dispatcher. And then we promoted one of our dispatchers, if you want to call promotion. Ben Hallberg will be one of our deputy sheriffs, as Nick Hacker resigned here at the beginning of March, became chief of police in a small community called Lamberton down in southwest Minnesota. So Ben Hallberg was appointed as a deputy sheriff, so he'll be taking his spot in the rotation. And we got our two seasonals will be coming on here May 1st. Chuck Anderson, who was here last year, he's the real tall guy. Probably about 6'8". He's doing city patrol, and then Dwayne Coons will be doing our forest patrol again, which unfortunately our Forest Service grant, the funding was cut in half this year, but we'll work with it and have them work a lot of weekends, and we'll probably have them do some boat and water, so that might get a little more attention from us this year too. So,
okay. Talking with Sheriff Mark Falk, and we'll talk with you again, and you've got a busy day today, a busy weekend, and good luck with the Drug Take Back Day and the emergency services.
Thank you very much.